up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Challenger and restaurant owner John Madison leads the pack in terms of raising cash for the upcoming city council election in November. He reports $45,000 on hand as of the most recent July 31st campaign disclosure filing. Planning Commission member Robert Zerschmid comes in second with about $27,000, followed by incumbent Kelly Boyd at $16,000 and Michelle Hall, who reported close to $2,000 in her war chest. The late filing candidates, including incumbent Tony Eisman and newcomer Paul Merritt, submitted no disclosures for the period. Laguna Beach residents Thomas Hale, 44, and his 17-year-old daughter Faith swam the San Francisco Bay last weekend, armed with determination and wearing just goggles and a swim cap, along with their swimsuits. And Faith lost her goggles immediately after diving into the choppy water under the South Tower of the Golden Gate. They weren't alone. 52 other swimmers also set out on the challenging journey, 6.2 miles through extreme currents, past Alcatraz to the Bay Bridge. Most athletes in the San Francisco bridge-to-bridge 10K swim wear wetsuits. The locals skinned it and still finished. Motor City Magic, a musical journey through the Motown years, opens tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Laguna Playhouse for a brief two-week run through Sunday, August 24th. The show honors the Motown legends that brought the world to its feet, including the Four Tops, the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, and others. More concert than theater, the show will include vocalists and a full band. Tickets range from $46 to $66 for all performances and can be purchased online at lagunaplayhouse.com or by calling 497-2787. Also tonight, Laguna Beach Live presents jazz vocalist Mel Collins outdoors on the patio of The Ranch, 31106 Coast Highway. Tickets are $20 at the door. Food and beverages are available for purchase, and there is complimentary valet parking. Members of the Chamber of Commerce Network tonight at a mixer at 7 Degrees, beginning at 5:30 p.m. The mixer costs $15 for members and $25 for guests. They enjoy free entry to the adjacent Sawdust Festival for a 7:30 p.m. after party. The South County Cross-Cultural Council marks its 15 years operating the Day Worker Center in Laguna Canyon with a special celebration open to the public this Saturday. Workers, staff, and guests will be treated to tacos and a birthday cake from 10 a.m. to noon. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.